is KO4 BYU. Over.
KO4 BYU, K4 VAS, go.
Wayne, I don't know how you're receiving me. You're breaking up a good bit.
Okay, I'm hitting the repeater pretty solid here, so I don't know. That might be just where you're at.
85 North, I just passed where your church used to be on the left here.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow you could stop by on your way to work and take a look at this rig.
Sounds like a good price for the radio. If I told the wife I was going to spend another $75 to $100 on more radio equipment, I'd be sleeping on the porch, so I'm afraid I'm going to have to pass.
Come up with it right away. I know you. Like I said, I'm throwing the antenna, and I already got the new cord for the microphone on the way, because I had to get it anyway, so I need one for my wife's car, too.
After that, me going to work, I've got very little time anyway, but we do need to get together one day. Maybe one weekend we can get together and have a cup of coffee and shoot the breeze. Over.
Yeah, well, don't forget to bring wifey with you.
She works a lot on the weekend. We own a travel agency, so most of her work is on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, so it's kind of hard to tear her away, but we'll see.
We're here all the time, so it doesn't matter what time. So we'll work something out. But, yeah, I'm anxious to get back together with you. It's been a long time. And don't forget the... Give Julio my email address. Tell him to get in touch with me.
I don't know if I'll get to him today or not. Depends on how busy we are. He works in a different area than me, so sometimes I see him, sometimes I don't, but I'll try and catch up with him. If nothing else fails, I'll send him an email with your email attached to it.
So how do you like... things over at GE over there?
Pretty bad there. I'm passing under Butler Road Bridge on 385 now. I didn't copy that.
Does it every time. How things, how do you like it over there at GE?
Heaven over here at GE compared to BMW. That place about killed me.
From everybody that's ever worked there. All right, well, listen, I gotta back out. I gotta go over a few things with my wife here. We've been without heat for a week now, so we just got an estimate for getting everything replaced, and gotta talk about that a little bit. So, listen, I'll make sure I monitor around this time every day, so you can hit me on the way down. And like I say, whatever time you want to get together, just let me know. And you know, we can arrange to be here. We very rarely go out anyway.
We'll let you know through email. We'll get together and, like I said, meet somewhere up in Simpsonville or something for coffee. BMW working 12-hour days. That place was absolutely the worst place I've ever worked for in my life. The corporation's great. Pay, benefits, stuff like that. I couldn't ask for better. But just the supervision and people I had to work with and work for, it was enough to kill you. And it come close to killing me.
You're not the first one to have that attitude about that place. That's one of the reasons why I never even put my application in over there after I heard about it. All right, I'm going to back out. We'll say 7-3, see you for now, and we'll catch you again tomorrow. And keep me in the loop on email. K4VAS, I'll be clear on yours.
Hey, you, by the way, what does 73 mean?
Oh, it means, like, best wishes, have a good day, whatever you want it to mean, I guess.
Cheers or compay or something like that, then, eh?
Yeah, roger that. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, man. K4VAS, clear.
I'll contact with you tomorrow. Have a good day. KO4BYAU, clear.
Yes, N4IQ.
K4VAS, go.
To Ben. Oh, probably 4, maybe 5 years since I've talked to you. Over.
I haven't been on the air much. Went over to HF for a while, but then I just sold my HF rig too, so I very rarely get on the air anymore. I used to be involved with all the e-com, but you know the history of that.
Yeah. Well, I was kind of surprised when you said you got it out of HF and e-com. I know you were very active in it. So, okay, well, the last time I talked to you, you were working for a German company. probably a lot of water under the dam since then. The name here again is Bill.
Yeah, I was working for a German company, retired about 5 years ago, and my ex-boss came back from Germany about 2 or 3 weeks ago and asked me to come and work for him again after being out of there for 5 years. But when I found out what they got going on over there now, I decided that I'll stay retired for now.
Let's see. I retired for good. My second retirement. I retired 3.5 years ago. Oh, I sure have enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I'm over here at Publix right now. XYL went in to get something. I'm on Fairview in Simpsonville. We're getting ready to go out to Fort Shoals Park, and we're going to walk the dog and everybody walk in some of the mud out there. It's such a pretty day wanting to get out. But I tell you, there's no way I'd go back to work. I mean, of course, you never know, but things would have to really change before I'd go back to work.
My boss asked me to come back there, which was kind of an honor to be asked, you know, after being away for 5 years. my wife and I, we do some home renovations every once in a while and stuff like that. But that's about all we do now. Might be in the market for some kind of part-time work just to take care of the boredom, but you know how that goes. Hey, give me your call sign again. I don't have my list going here anymore, but I'm going to start a new one, so give it back to me.
The call is November 4, Italy, Quebec, N4IQ. And, it seems like I remember you had a son that was in Florida, as I recall, working for the airlines, I believe.
He used to work for the airlines. He's down in Key Largo, and he and his wife started their own business a while back. And they're doing real good. They must be doing good because they go on a cruise every month, so business must be good. But he's still involved in e-com down there in Florida. Matter of fact, they just started their own group, kind of like what GSP ASEC was like, because they had a bunch of problems with the Aries and everybody else down there, just like we did up here. So, but they started their own group, and they even got some sizable grants from a couple companies already. So they're getting it going the right way.
There are some successful groups like that because they're needed, especially a place like Florida. My goodness, with all the hurricanes and tornadoes and things like they have down there, that's something that's very needed. Okay, well, let's see. I'm trying to remember your name. Give me your name again.
Same here as Wayne, Whiskey Alpha Yankee November Echo. Wayne Vasilenko, if you want to try that last name.
It's been so long. I remember, I recognize your voice, I recognize your call. I couldn't remember your name. All right. Oh, me. Well, it's amazing how time marches on and things change. Some things for the better, some things for the worse. But I tell you, though, today is just beautiful out here. If you can get outside, today is the day to go outside. And it's like in the last couple days, I mean, spring has sprung. I mean, it is, all of a sudden I started looking around and all the trees have a green tint to them. Bradford pear trees are starting to blossom. Forsythias are out. Just, I mean, I guess it's just a few warm days and longer sunshine. It's really bringing the spring up.
These farmers pray for this just so they can complain about their crops again, so they can keep the price of the peaches high. Anyway, I have to back out of here. I have a few things I got to go over, but I will be on the air more often now. I'm going to get back into 2 meter anyway for see how it goes. And so I'm going to say 7-3 stand back out, and maybe we'll catch you a little bit later. I'll be monitoring this frequency, also with 4-7. So we'll catch you later. Nice talking to you again, and you have a great day and be safe out there. K4VAS, I'll be clear on yours.
Take care, Wayne. Really good talking to you again. It's been quite a while. So XYL just got back. Perfect timing. 73, M4IQ.